We have a special devotional time plan that I believe you'll find to be encouraging. A lot of you are the ones who really provided the thoughts for it, and we are really thankful for your input and your presence tonight as well. Welcome to those of you who are our guests, family from out of town. We really thank the Lord for the opportunity to see you. And we thank you for being here with us as well. There are three announcements I need to share with our group from the church here. And we'll do this now instead of at the end. I mentioned Sunday that our brother Bobby Dockery was scheduled for surgery, heart surgery. Michelle just let me know that Bobby had 5 bypasses on Monday, and the surgery was successful, and they had him up walking today. He's out in a regular room at Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville. So please remember him, and we're thankful that it has gone as well as it has. Debbie Rattery is having some serious health issues and needs to be remembered in all of our prayers. So we ask you to please do that. And also, the funeral arrangements for Marcia Bauer are set for Friday morning. There will be a visiting time from 9 to 10 a.m. at Greenlawn North on Friday, and then the memorial service is at 10 on Friday morning. Ron requested that, if possible, we do some songs congregationally. And I know it's a busy time, but if there's any possible way you can come and help us that morning, it will be much appreciated. The burial will be over at Summersville, Missouri, Friday afternoon. So we want to ask everybody to bear that in mind. I know that there are big plans for tomorrow for many of our families. We hope all of you have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend, and we hope everyone will be happy and safe. Tonight we concentrate on the giving of thanks, and we've chosen some songs, and we'll share some ideas together along that line if you'll join in with us.
Good evening, number 500. Oh, the fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love.
I'd like to ask you, if you can, please, to be standing for a moment. And our reading tonight involves a passage that is much loved and quite familiar from Colossians chapter 3. So since we have read it before and it's familiar, let's read it in a different way tonight. The parts of this that are not bolded, I will read. The parts of it that are bolded, you please read out loud. Okay, and Mike, you lead the reading for that part of it tonight. Please observe in this passage the fact that three times in these short few verses, the either be thankful or the giving of thanks is referred to. Notice especially the fact that this is a passage in which the giving of thanks is obviously attached not only to a day, but to a frame of mind and a way of living. And then pay special attention to the main idea here. And it is that where there is true giving of thanks to God, the impact is felt in relationships among His people. All right. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 12. I read the part in the lighter print, you read the darker. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts.
Kindness, humility, meekness, and patience.
Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other.
As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
And above all these, put on love. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body.
Amen.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
So let's do that in these few minutes together tonight. We'll have another song, and then Briley will lead us in our prayer. This will be our only prayer tonight, so Briley, lead us in many thanks. Thank you all.
141. Father of mercies, day by day my love to Thee grows more and more. Thy gifts are strewn upon my way like sands upon the great seashore, like sands upon the great seashore. Father of mercies, God of love, whose gentle gifts all creatures snare, the rolling seasons as they move proclaim to all a constant care, proclaim to all Thy constant care. Father of mercies, our hearts ne'er overlook Thy bounteous care, but what our Father's hand imparts, still on in grateful praise and prayer, still own in grateful praise and prayer.
Dear Lord and Father, we are so thankful for this evening that we can all come together as one body with many members united in one common goal to praise You, learn more about Your will for us, to love others, to forgive others as You would have us to do both of those things. Lord, we pray that our meeting time this evening is uplifting and right in Your eyes. We ask that You be with all these people here and those who are not, who couldn't make it this evening, whether they're traveling or with family already. Lord, we pray special prayers for all of us during this holiday season. We ask that You be with those who are traveling and help them arrive to their destination safely. We are so thankful for everything that You give to us, family, good food, friends, shelter over our heads. Lord, we ask that You help each and every one of us to remember these things, not just tomorrow, but every day of our lives. Lord, we pray that you continue to be with us. Help us be more like your Son each and every day. And we are mindful of your Son, that you sent him down to earth to die on the cross for our sins. And that is what we are most thankful of all. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Number 118. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Number 157. Sing all four verses in the chorus at the last.
For the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, for the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, for the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, for thy church that evermore lifteth holy hands above, offering upon every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise.
And That last song, the focus of the sacrifice of praise resulting from the joy of human love and what goes on within a family over the years of its life, and then for the church of the Lord, in which the love of God is experienced along with brothers and sisters in his family, turn out to be the occasion for the giving of thanks. It's interesting that if you really think about it, in Colossians chapter 3, that same thing is happening. There is the gratitude that exists because of family love, and then there is the thanks that is offered up because of the love that is intended to exist among God's people. So 10 days or so ago, I started going to various families from the congregation here and handing them a paper asking for their feedback looking at this year. And I ask them, as we look back upon this year, to do two things. First, to tell us something in our family for which we especially give thanks. And second, to tell us something in our congregation for which you're especially grateful. I've gotten some very thoughtful responses to that. Some of them are very basic, and they show that the two things are related. What we have in our family that we especially give thanks for is a place to worship. And what we have in the congregation that we're especially grateful for is friendships. Several of them, though, are much more specific. And I'd like to share with you some of those thoughts with the permission of the families. And I want you to see if you can identify some themes as we go along. And also, if you can spot here some things that you also are grateful for in family or in church life. Let's start with the family part of this. As we look back upon this year, some things in our family for which we especially give thanks are, and I'll start with the Keeners, since they're not here to defend themselves. Each individual, Matt, healthy kids and a beautiful wife. So you can tell Matt when he gets back that you've told Sarah he said that and he passed muster. Sarah said, God's faithfulness to see you through the hard to the good seasons. She didn't say anything about Matt. Braden said, healthy food and shelter over our heads. And Brinley said, our food and family. And Britton said, remember this one. You're going to need to remember this one. My brother and my sister. That's what she's thankful for. All right, some other families, and I'll read over them a little more quickly. A strong, kind, and compassionate God that's with us through highs and lows of our lives, especially this past year with Erica's wedding and grandmother's passing. How the Lord has led us to a home life that allows for us to have a generous amount of time together. We believe you can't manufacture a quality time without finding some sort of quantity of time. And we're thankful to the Lord for the many, many blessings that have come and continue to come from the generous amount of time we have together. Thanks to the Usseries. A happy marriage. This is Brumfield's. A happy marriage. Two girls who would rather be at their church family than anywhere else. No major illness. Placing membership at Watermill. We're thankful for that too. And not getting badly injured in any sports or watching any sports. Having a responsible, caring, loving, and happy and healthy children and grandchildren. And since she names the person, I better say this is Leona, and a wonderful Christian husband for 66 years. That we're so close and love and appreciate others. That's Jackie in Virginia. the blessing of spending time with our family members, from our children up to our grandfather who turned 94 in February. This is Aaron and Brittany. The health of our family, so that we can be active together and travel and make memories through experiences. We also give thanks for the health of our parents, siblings, nieces, and nephew, so that our kids can experience the love of their grandparents, aunts, cousins, uncles, and even great-grandparents as they get to spend time with them, making unforgettable memories and learning from multiple generations about life and loving the Lord. I'd like you to notice through this whole time the emphasis on the generations in these thoughts. Another, that we've been blessed with a granddaughter by our daughter. These folks go ahead to explain that they had received the fearful possibility that they might not be able to, she might not be able to bless them with children in this way. And we've been blessed with many times this year, but for this we're truly thankful. Julie said, for Aaron's graduating from Harding and getting a job at CBS in Tulsa. And then the Carroll family. Devin has recovered from his knee surgery and he's able to be active again. It's a process that's taken over a year. It's been trying at times for him and our family, mentally and physically and spiritually. And we're thankful for God's strength in getting him and us through. This is from the other Morrison family. Elijah, thankful for trying to make us more like adults. They say, seeing God's plan for our family unfold, we're thankful. And how God has shown and displayed his blessing throughout our lives, especially after tragic and traumatic events. Coltrane's, the health, the continued health Truman has been blessed with, sometimes a struggle each day. The continual love and care from our loved ones and church family, the power of prayer, they say they're thankful for. This is from a couple of our young people, Bill and Gail, that we have good health and children that love us. God has blessed us richly and us through them. We're thankful for our belief in the one true God, and we share his blessings together. This is Eddie and Rosemary. Thankful that after the loss of our mates, we thank God for bringing us together this year. We're thankful for that too. And then this is from the Andrews. Please notice. We're thankful for witnessing an answer to a long-standing parent's prayer. Trish and I pray often to God that he'll bless our daughters with the right man, a man who will be a good husband, a good father, and a good provider, and a Christian example for his family. Our persistent prayers were answered for our oldest daughter, Caton. God chose Joe for Caton, and they were united in marriage this past October. We're grateful for the power of prayer and for a God bringing this couple together. I love this one. This is the Hannahs. Looking back over this year, we especially give thanks for the fact that we all love the Lord and for cherry pie. And then we're thankful for celebrating the anniversary of our first year of marriage, a year of joy, love, laughter, patience, learning, growth, and a multitude of memories made which will help fuel the many years to come. I'm sorry for where I can't read it well. We're thankful for God's faithfulness and for temperatures above freezing. That's Chelsea and Cambry. We're thankful for faithful children, thankful for all that God provides, thankful for God's timing and the patience He gives us to wait on it. Maybe you can see some things there for which your family is also grateful.
Mm-hmm. God is the fountain whence 10,000 blessings flow. To Him my life, my health, and friends, and every good I owe. The comforts He are neither few nor small. He is a source of fresh delights, my portion and my all. He fills my heart with joy, my lips attuned for praise, and to His glory I'll devote the remnants of my days.
Our families had blessings about our life together as a congregation, which also they counted. These are especially encouraging to me as well. From the Keeners again, Matt, peace and unity among the Watermill family. And Sarah, to see the body act as one and pull together in loss and rejoicing. Braden, good worship leaders. Brinley, that everyone is nice. Britton, my brother and sister. That's congregational life for sure, isn't it? And then Briley says, in the congregation, the same qualities about God I mentioned in our family. They've been spread out over all our congregation. Strength, kindness, and comfort. Mike and Gina, so many lovers, seeing so many lovers of the Lord using what they have to serve Him and bring others to Him. It's a blessing and encouragement to witness the devotion that other Christians have from older, 96, to younger, 6, or even younger than that. We're thankful for the encouragement we see in others' service to the Lord. Eddie and Linda, the fact that so many have taken upon themselves to create new ministries and maintain others so that the church can grow and so that we can all become closer together through these efforts. The Brumfield family, all the people who love and do things for our children. The thoughtful and intentional way that our elders lead us. Leona said, our wonderful new members. I wonder which ones that would be of all of them. Our wonderful new members who by their faith and in attendance and involvement are a great blessing to our congregation. The Buck family, the unity and love everyone has, and for our elders and deacons and their service. The Morrison family, our Bible class teachers, who spend so much of time preparing lessons for us. They say our children are always happy to go to class, and the adult classes are also beneficial and most appreciated. The Kellys, the strong, faithful group of young families that can rely on and help each other as we raise the next generation of leaders, preachers, teachers, and servants in the Lord's church. Another family says that we've been welcomed and accepted in this wonderful body, the friendship with members of the congregation we're grateful for. This congregation has changed our lives and is continuing to help us when we struggle, they say. Julie says the Thursday ladies' Bible class and the card making class. The Carols, the Ties That Bind program has been an incredible blessing this year. And also the college age group that has developed and has been a blessing and an answer to prayer. I amen them in that way. Travis's family, Elijah says, making more relationships between age groups. Watching the Ties That Bind program connect our family. Seeing the excitement to work and create opportunities for everyone to get involved. I just mentioned what we're thankful for this year might give us an idea of what to really give attention to next year as well. Another family says the peaceful feeling, knowing that knowledgeable men are in leadership roles in the congregation, and in the feeling of unity and busyness. As we get older, that is a true comfort. We're grateful that we love one another and have caring ways. We're thankful for God for loving elders and deacons and preachers. We want to do what the Bible teaches, and will not be swayed otherwise. We hope not. The love and concern shown to us through our loss, and also the shared happiness through our new life together. Chris and Trish say the persistence of kindness and brotherly love. Not a Sunday or Wednesday passes by without a dear brother or sister asking us about our ailing parents. We and our parents have been recipients of constant prayers, cards, and even baked goods. What a blessing it is for us to be surrounded by such compassionate Christians. Something we're thankful for is young people, with an exclamation point. And this is interesting. Every time a baby cries in worship services, we are grateful. We're thankful for parents who bring their little ones. Another one, watching the children of our congregation grow, as they grow, both in relationships with each other and with our Heavenly Father. They have such a joy and a zest for life that's contagious, and we adults learn much from watching and interacting with them. We're thankful for the love and care of our brothers and sisters. We're thankful for the love and care our brothers and sisters show our family, from providing fun activities during ladies' class over the summer for the kids, to greeting them when they come in, to being there for us when this is Chelsea's grandpa, passed away this fall. We are thankful to share a life with you all, and we're thankful that you do. And then the Kenyans, we're thankful for the many generations who are an example of Christian living. We're thankful for a Christian family that encourages us to serve God by serving others. We're thankful for Christian friendships. When you listen to those kind of responses, both for a family and for a congregation, you stop and think about what made it that way. What makes the relationships the kind of things that cause us to be thankful to God? Does being thankful to Him cause the relationships, or do the relationships make us thankful to Him? Or do they have to go together, as I think they do? I think they have to go together. And that's what these passages maybe are about. So, looking back on this year, we think of the God who is the giver. And we rejoice for the way He blesses us in our families and for the ways in which He has blessed us as a church. We not only thank Him, but we pray to Him for richer blessings for in both realms of our lives for next year. We thank you all for being with us, and thank you for the shared thoughts. Let's end a little bit differently. I want to ask all of you to please be standing. I'd like to read from a seldom sung hymn in our song books, from Christopher Wordsworth, "O Lord of Heaven and Earth and Sea." And after I've read this, we're going to sing a benediction, and then we'll be dismissed after the song. Here are some of the words from this song. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to Thee all praise and glory be. How shall we show our love to Thee, who givest all? For peaceful homes and healthful days, for all the blessings earth displays, we owe Thee thankfulness and praise, who givest all. Thou didst not spare Thine only Son, but gavest Him for a world undone, and freely, with that blessed One, Thou givest all. For souls redeemed, for sins forgiven, for means of grace and hopes of heaven, O Lord, what can to Thee be given, who givest all? And the answer is only thanks. Only thanks.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.